In this interview, I'm speaking with Lisa Perrin, who is the communications manager for Holstein Association USA. And we've got a number of questions to talk about, especially with World Dairy Expo just around the corner. I know that your association's involved in getting ready to exhibit there at that show. But first of all, let's just go to the basics and tell me a little bit about the Holstein Association, first of all, you know, kind of what the mission is and who the members are.
Well, the Holstein Association was founded in 1885, and we are the largest breed organization in the world. We have over 35,000 members who have a strong interest in breeding, raising, and milking Holstein cattle. We're located in Brattleboro, Vermont, and we've made our home here since the early 1900s. We have approximately 140 people on staff who are available to assist dairy producers in many areas, including the Holstein breed and association services. And for over 120 years, we've provided our members and all dairy producers with information they can use to breed, manage, and market higher-producing, more durable cows. We are the industry's single source of complete performance information and genetic information on officially identified Holstein cattle. Information from our computer files is available in a variety of forms to meet the animal selection, breeding, and marketing needs of dairy producers. These programs help producers make timely breeding and management decisions, set realistic herd goals, evaluate management practices, determine market value of breeding stock, and predict performance and profitability of animals not yet born.
Could you tell us a little bit about what the Holstein Association will be doing at World Dairy Expo? What will visitors expect to see?
Sure. We have an exciting booth this year for Expo attendees. We are planning on featuring a Holstein Association member each day from 11 to 2 p.m. in our booth. These members are dairymen who have successfully used registered Holsteins to improve their operations bottom line. And they're going to be available to talk to different attendees about their operations, their successes in their business, and how registered Holsteins have made a difference in their life. Additionally, we are also going to be running a contest for attendees to win a free Holstein Association jacket by filling out a form and telling us how registered Holsteins have made a difference to their bottom line. We're going to choose those randomly each day, and the attendee does not have to be present to win. We will be posting that on our board, and also if the person isn't available to pick it up that next day or that week, we can mail them out.
Describe the people who we will be seeing at Expo showing up each day as your member of the day. What kind of background and experiences will they be able to offer to people who come to your booth?
We do have a wide range of backgrounds and experiences being represented. We have several young dairy couples who are just getting started in the business who will be there, and several dairymen who are actually old pros at this and have been involved in the business for a long time. The members are representing different parts of the country. The one thing that is constant, though, in all of these is they grew up in the dairy business. Some of them came from registered Holstein backgrounds, some of them did not, but they all know the value of registered Holsteins. And it has been proved to them, the value of Holstein, every day through their checkbooks, the friendship and support they have gained, and for some, the powerful junior experiences our association offers.
What else would you like people to know about Holstein Association USA?
Our association has really been the leader in the past 8 years in national animal identification through our development of the National Fair Program. And this program identifies animals from birth to slaughter using radio frequency ID tags. And we are planning to continue to be a leader in this upcoming mandatory national animal identification field. We encourage all dairy producers who are interested in being ahead of the curve to call us and contact us to find out how that they can participate in that.
Speaking of the whole animal ID issue, could you give us some of the ways that you are looking to help members as we see this whole process keep moving forward on a national level?
We offer tags. We offer custom ID visible tags in variety of colors and sizes. We also offer radio frequency ID tags, RFID tags, which we are pretty sure, we're probably about 99% sure that those are going to be the identifier used in the National Animal Identification Program. So we have those available for people to use. When a dairy producer buys them, it automatically enrolls them in our National FAIR program, which is a computer tracking program that can track an animal from birth to slaughter through electronic means. Confidential, fully secure, and it's been successful for over 7 years.
Thank you very much, Lisa Perrin, who is the communications manager for Holstein Association USA.
Thank you.
And with this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.